How we doing? Check, check, check.
Check, 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 check.
Did you guys see what Zane said? Like, it seems like he really doesn't like Kenny.
Oh, I see so many comments of, like, whenever Kenny makes a face or something, I'm like, I don't think Kenny likes any of that.
Right.
I love
it. It's so funny. I love it.
I wish I could I wish I had a switch where I could turn my accent on. And I could talk like your mom. It's just so funny.
You mean like how I do it?
Yeah.
I don't stop though.
Your mom has such a good accent.
I break out into that accent when I'm uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'll do it if I'm around strangers more because I'm very because I can't hold a conversation. I'm just like socially awkward, you know? I'm like socially awkward, you know?
Socially awkward.
Awkward.
I go, why were you pandering to me when you said socially awkward?
Yikes. You're like, oh, you do the accent to me all the time. All the time.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's Monday/Tuesday morning.
How you doing?
I hope everyone's doing a good... I'm awful accent. Awful.
Yeah, what was that supposed to be?
Terrible. Horrible.
It was supposed to be Tina. Tina.
Tina.
That's Mariah's mom.
Tina the talking tummy.
We were doing crosswords the other night, and we called her mom to help us with some of the crosswords, and it was the funniest thing. She's just so confident about shit, but like it's going nowhere.
Also, just when she repeats the question, but like as an answer, we're like... Okay, so we got a hint. It's Josh Peck in a Nickelodeon TV show. She goes, Josh Peck in a Nickelodeon TV show.
Josh Peck. And then we're on to the next four questions, and you hear her mumbling, TV show.
Josh Peck.
We answered it already.
We answered it. Peck.
We've been doing a lot of crosswords in this family.
I love crosswords.
It's been a lot of fun.
You love that shit.
I don't know. I feel like I learn new things while playing that game. It's crazy.
As you should. I think that's what they're for.
I like it too.
It's kind of like a little brain teaser, but you're learning at the same time.
Kenny's really good. You're really good at crosswords.
I
play it with you and you get all the answers and I pretend I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I love playing with you because anytime I say something, you go, oh my God, it fits. That's probably it. And I'm like, no, Zay, I'm really not sure. You're going, I'm putting it. I'm just going to put it. And then every other word that interacts with that word is just screwed because it's probably wrong.
It could be so far off that he'll make it make sense in his head.
It's always wrong.
He's like, if it's.
The hint was beauty. I put salon. Didn't think twice about it. I just put
not
salon.
Not beauty, beast. Not beauty and the beast.
Pretty. Nothing. Just salon. Salon. That fits, so that's the answer.
Yeah. Beauty, blender, hey, so nothing.
But we respect the confidence.
Very good.
That's right.
Let's roll through that intro, baby. It's coffee talk, babe.
You're really going to do it that run it back.
Like
it's
my fucking show. All right, let's get started. It's coffee talk, baby.
Doesn't even cheers. You cheers the camera. It's coffee talk, baby.
All right, let's go. Come on. It's coffee talk, baby.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Heath.
I can't believe that worked.
And I'm Zane.
What's that?
I said, I can't believe that worked. Like, Zane just looked at you like, well, go ahead. And you're just like, welcome back to...
Well, you got twin telepathy.
Y'all twins?
You heard it here first.
Yikes. Yeah.
Right? That's when, like, twin telepathy. When I'm thinking of something... fuck it. I'm Zane Hijazi. I'm the host of the show, and that's Heath. And we have Mariah and Kenny in the back.
Hey, y'all.
How y'all doing?
Do you guys have drinks on?
Hey there.
No.
Oh, this is a drunk podcast.
You guys didn't get the email?
No.
It was in the chain.
Sipping on the same candle.
I kind of liked what we were talking about earlier about the praying stuff. I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, great.
What praying stuff?
The stuff that was singling.
Have you ever prayed?
Do I believe God exists? Yes.
Very good.
I can't take praying seriously. I don't know why. Like sitting there and closing my eyes and praying, I'm not believing it in my head, so I feel like it's not really praying.
Oh, like it doesn't count.
Yeah. And I'm talking about praying like when you go to church and then you pray, you like go on your knees and pray.
Mm-hmm.
I also would have to pray when I lived with my dad. You have to pray like 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And it's a whole thing. It's a whole like you pray. It's like you stand up and then you bend and then you stand back up again and then you go on the floor.
It's like a process.
Like a routine.
It's a routine. Correct. Fuck. I probably sound like an idiot to my Arab brothers and sisters watching. They're like, what a fucking disgrace.
We like kneel down. I think we like touch our head. On the ground.
There's terms for it, and I just don't know it.
But that's okay. You don't practice it. You don't have to feel bad about it.
Yeah. So I would pray only because I was being watched or like I was told to pray, but I never actually sat there and like
like watched
connected
by,
with God. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Obligated praying.
Yeah. But I believe in God. I love God. I love everything God does for me.
Everybody's timing is different.
Yeah. I feel like you're very connected to God.
I try to be.
Yeah. Do you pray here and there?
Or I pray when I remember to.
Twice a day?
Like once a week, twice a week.
That's the thing, more than I thought.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, that's the thing is like you feel like in your, you know, traditionally in your culture, you pray a certain amount of times a day. But there's, I think, a point where it might lose meaning where you don't feel as like connected to your God or your idea of God. Yeah. So it would lessen the meaning. If you just prayed less, maybe you would feel more connected with God because every single time you pray, you feel very connected to him. Yeah. You know what I mean? I assume.
Welcome back to Jesus Christ Unfiltered.
You know what I think you need to be praying right now? This fashion choice. What's going on with your hat and your hood?
We don't have to start out like that.
That was fine.
Oh, okay.
Does that make me a shitty person? That it would pray because I was asked
to? No. Okay. That's not how it works.
I felt like a shitty person when I was younger. I wasn't like super into it.
Yeah.
But like I was like greedy with my prayer. Like I was.
Well, that's any kid.
Yeah.
Like you only pray if you want something.
Right. Results.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, I was in elementary school and there was something about this college prepaid thing where your parents start saving up when you're a child so that by the time you get to like college, they have like the funds to be able to put you into school.
Florida prepaid.
Right.
Right.
You could win and they would pay for your entire college off of some competition. I don't remember like what it was, but it was kind of like a raffle type thing.
Greedy ass.
And I remember being in the shower and I just got down and I started praying. I was like, please God, please pray for my, like, please pay for my college when I'm older so my parents don't have to save money and they don't have to worry about that. So I could just like, I could go to college. Like I really want to win this. And I remember just like, that was the first time I was just like, give me free college. It was also like, I didn't want my parents to pay for it or whatever, but it was just like.
I like how you, because I was confused. I was like, did you want him to make you win this competition or did you want him to actually pay for your college? Like I just
raining
picture
money.
A check just going to the whatever college
give me the
you
money
choose.
Tree.
But says, you know, God.
It's good that you don't have to ask God anymore. You just ask David and he'll most likely do it for you.
Which is pretty similar.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but I
think. He's our guy.
I think the thing with prayer, if it makes you feel better, it's okay to ask for things that seem silly. What I learned is that he will always give you, I don't know how to explain this. He won't give you what you want. He's
he'll
give
you
what
the tools to get there.
The tools to get there, or he'll give you what you need. Like right. I remember praying for things, like especially living out here, like please just like let me have this. Like I just need this to get like ahead in my career. Like I just need this. And he wouldn't give that to me, but he would give me either the tools or something better than I could have ever imagined.
He created TikTok for you.
Correct. Right. That's like right. You kind of got to look back at the big picture and be like, oh, I asked for this. I don't have it, but I have something so much better than I could have imagined. So like, that's all.
And that's kind of what I do right now. I don't like ask for a specific thing. Yeah. I ask for like the tools and the help to guide me.
And you know what?
Me.
If you're gonna be asking God for things, you better be thanking him too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't every be asking day. And then when you get it, not say thank you.
Pray when you're struggling and pray when you're succeeding.
Oh my, oh my God, I'm religious now.
Maybe I can pray three times a week. I don't know.
Oh, book us an appointment Sunday morning.
An appointment with God.
An appointment with God. We want to see the big guy upstairs.
Hey,
can you make that happen?
Could you rent out the church? you can rent it out, right?
He is my God.
He goes in. He thinks a nun is a receptionist. Yeah, you deal with the big guy's books, right? Okay, well, I want to be put on for 9:30. Actually, I'll probably be hungover, so maybe go for 11. We went through some shit this week. Some shaky shit.
Oh, some shaky shit. That was crazy. Well, I didn't think it was crazy, guys. I didn't even feel it. So.
What's crazy is we were supposed to record the podcast yesterday, so it would have happened live on the podcast while
people
we were
listening
recording.
Like, what? What?
We had an earthquake that was probably the craziest one I've ever experienced.
We talked about it so much. It's so funny.
But like, this one was actually different.
Yeah.
I wish I felt it. I didn't feel it.
That's what it's funny because when it happened to the three of us, me, Heath, and Mariah, like I was wondering, I was like, I wonder what Zane felt. Like what was his, because he left like early. So I just being in such a, I don't know how it varies so much based on your location because like we weren't that far from one another.
Yeah. The thing is that where I was, there was loud music. I wasn't at a party. I was at a friend's house, but the music was loud. And I think the music being loud made me not like feel
the earthquake.
Well, we were watching a movie.
Yeah.
And it started like rattling and I was like, whoa, the sub on this is kicking.
Because it was like,
like we looked at each other. We're like, whoa, this is really kicking.
Yeah.
The vibrations of the earth.
But it was weird because it wasn't like anything I've ever felt before. Normally, it's just like kind of like a rattling and the windows will like go. But this one felt like like
if there was
the
like
whole
a,
ground
if
was
there
just,
was like a cartoon earthquake, like it
right
felt,
the floor right. was going like completely all over the place under you, and your bottom half was going. But you were like here.
Was it scarier than any other earthquake we felt? Like
that one kind of freaked me out.
This unsettling. Was my first one I felt.
Oh, that was your first one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's why I was like,
she woke up to like an aftermath of the rattling before, but this was like from start to finish, like.
No, yeah. I never felt it. I woke up to just the window sounding. And I mean,
that was rattling.
But I'm saying this is my first felt earthquake. Like I've never felt the ground moving. Mm-hmm. I've never felt that.
See, this one was my third technically, and I feel like the second one I experienced here, it was that one, mm-hmm. the one that you're talking about, and I felt violent shaking, but this third one felt like my first one, which was in the Bay Area in Berkeley, but I was on the third floor of an apartment, and it just felt like it was swaying. It literally felt like the ground underneath me, whatever I was standing on, just felt like it was based like on a watery ocean, and that's what this one felt like. I feel like for all of us, it kind of felt like this weird, swayy, fluid type of like uncertain.
Apartments,
it was very
like,
weird.
Seem like the worst place to
yeah.
be.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
People's stories that like people were posting stories last night, and everybody that was in an apartment were freaking out because they really felt like I remember the stories. They were just so scared.
Like, what if you're in a hotel room at the top floor or something?
Oh, well, we the first year we moved here, we actually felt an earthquake.
We were on
the top floor.
That was the fourth floor, though.
Yeah,
it wasn't like too high. Imagine being like 15 stories
like
up.
It's because you feel that like
oh my god
after
whip back and forth
oh my god
no. On the Richter that was a what a 4.8
oh yeah. I thought it was a 3.6 I thought I saw it last
4.8 I think
that's
was the one
I feel like it's big right
it's pretty decent the bigger one that happened back in 2019 was a 7
yeah
something.
We are so overdue for that big one. We talk about it all the time, but like we're just, you know, we're laughing. We're living out here. We're loving it. And it's going to hit us and we're going to be fucked.
But
we're
the thing is, you got to look at it like it's going to happen one day, but you can't like not live here and not live your life because it's such a weird thing to think about.
I know, but I don't think we realize how rocked we're going to get.
How like devastating it's going to be.
I don't think it'll be worth it, the years that we've been
out like
here.
I wouldn't live on the side of a cliff in Malibu, like right over the ocean that could like fall off. But
earthquakes like tend to like also cause like tsunamis.
Yes.
Oh! Actually, that's what I'm scared of too. I'm scared of flying and tsunamis.
Well, the tsunami isn't going to affect us here.
You don't know. Have you seen 2012? The movie?
You've seen that fictional movie, right?
That shit took out the whole country.
Y'all seen The Day After Tomorrow?
You guys are underestimating how
based
big
off
the ocean
true events.
Is.
Based off of true events that may not have happened yet. You know what I mean?
And all the sea monsters that we see, like the Kraken.
Sea monster.
So? Sea monster. Stop.
I have PTSD.
That was one of Zane's answers for the crossword that we didn't agree with.
The hint was Kraken and sea monster fit.
It was
you
Kraken.
Tell me, Kraken. You tell me what
one.
Else it was.
It was
Kraken
for one.
Why would they just not put Kraken?
Because it's one sea monster. One monster.
Kraken for one. I
Kraken, comma,
for one.
It was what else do you think is Kraken? What else is Kraken? K-R-A-K-E-N.
What's Krakalakin?
No, Kraken is C-R-A-C-K-I-N.
That's not how you spell it. It's K-R-A-K-E-N.
No, it's not.
Yes, I did. I just fact checked it.
No, you didn't.
Oh my God, you want me to look this
the
up?
The liquor?
You want me to embarrass
or the monster?
Kenny, when someone says, what's Kraken? Hey, what's Kraken?
Oh, you're talking about that context. I'm talking about the sea monster.
Oh, I thought you were saying it in that context. I'm saying,
look
it's not
it up.
That context.
Kraken. 4-1
Boom!
Oh
what's
my
up?
Gosh,
what's
sea
good?
Monster.
Sea monster.
That's great.
We will never live
run
that down for the rest
check.
Of our lives.
Oh, run me my check.
Wait, I don't get what's going on.
So the hint was Kraken. Like all we got was Kraken,
right.
comma, 4-1. I put sea monster because
it
you
fit.
Know, it made sense.
It was the first thing he thought of, and it fit. And in his track record, that's not always the correct answer.
No, my track record
is
50%.
So wait, you guys didn't know
right.
that it was the right answer? Until just a second.
We were skeptical that it was the right answer because so many of the other words that we thought fit. Other things were fit perfectly, but it was made difficult by the sea monster that was on the board.
Right. It's because they don't know what Kraken is. And, you know, it's okay. it's okay, baby.
He drinks his rum.
That was actually the Kraken was the first roller coaster that I've ever been on in SeaWorld. So I know about
Kraken. Oh, Kenny, I think Sea Monster. That might be my first roller coaster, too.
It was a good one.
Whoa, we have so much in common.
I love you.
Come here.
Anyway, speaking of shaking things up with that earthquake.
I love Kenny's little
I'm like,
segue. All right,
there's too much sexual tension. Carol Baskin was on Dancing with the Stars. It was a topic that we didn't cover a couple weeks ago because we got off topic. But I feel the need to bring it up again because did you see the actual advertisement that aired like during the premiere episode?
No.
I knew there was something. It was going to happen.
Hold on, wait. Like, you're talking about, like, on the show? Or
so
like, this was
the
just
show
the
and then a commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, like, just like any...
Just a commercial, okay. Yeah. All right. The show was like, we'll be right back.
Had nothing to do with the show. It was just in this...
Well, not necessarily.
So they go, we'll be right back.
Okay.
And this commercial comes up.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family. And to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
$100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
Holy shit. So they paid for that spot to go up knowing that
they knew what they were doing.
What station was this on? Was the show on? NBC, right? Or ABC?
Why?
ABC's Dancing with the
Stars.
Why? Because they're the ones that...
Approve
them.
ABC.
Right, so they
ABC okayed that commercial to play over,
yeah, as they should have.
knowing people would be talking about it, yeah. Like
ratings. I know, but that's so shitty for them to be like so sweet and like, ooh, Carol Baskin, oh, we love you, like welcome to our show, and then.
But we're gonna air this though because they paid the price.
Money.
Yeah.
I know, but like, I'm just surprised that they would do that to her. And I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying, right. I'm just surprised that they allowed that.
But they got it. You got to think about people will do anything for these views. Like TV
rating?
Is dying out. View. They're like, people will tune in if they see that this is a commercial on Dancing with the Stars. They're going to
tune in.
And that's
what people are
going to
talk about it. Like what we're doing right now.
Exactly what we're doing.
You know,
they don't care.
My favorite part about that was when Donna came in, she goes, I'm Donna, the oldest child. And then I just expect her to be like, and ironically, the most attractive.
Ooh, and yeah,
because
she was pretty.
She was like a little cougar.
She was gorgeous.
She was.
She was ready for camera time.
Hit me up, Donna.
That's so awkward, though. Like,
that's crazy, though. Like, that's a bold move. And I mean, honestly, like, I respect it.
I mean, it's kind of a mic drop.
But you know what? Like, what happened to their dad?
They're just doing what they can to kind of just, you know.
Because clearly they think that she had something to do with it.
Clearly.
And it's crazy, like, as a viewer, as, like, someone who watched Tiger King, when you see something like that, you don't take it seriously, unfortunately, because they were on this crazy fucking show that everybody I felt like, laughed at. Like, people didn't really take it seriously. So now when something actual serious is, like, mm-hmm. come from this, nobody takes it seriously.
And at the same time, you don't have fucking Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars. Like,
if it's not a ploy,
you know what
for
I mean?
Ratings.
Like, that's so, like, right. That is
that's
weird.
The thing, like,
their views are, whoop.
They wouldn't have put that commercial on any other network. It's because they know that there are some people who are watching Dancing with the Stars because Carol Baskin is on it, so they know the story.
Yeah. Right.
So they know that, like, that's going to resonate.
I wouldn't be surprised if they gave them a discount. They'll be like, normally we charge $100,000 for this spot, but for you, we'll give it to you for like $75,000.
Because it was just good content for
them. Yeah. It's going to make
it did, like, seeing that, it didn't look like a very good, like, I don't know.
Like a high.
It honestly seemed like a commercial that would air in Florida after like 2 a.m. Do you know what I mean? Like, exactly. I'm Robert Fenstersheib.
Like
and
a like a local like car dealership.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. One of those. But they were like, we don't care. We know that it's gonna cause attention to be drawn to our premiere. So let it be.
You know the two guys that approved that shit. He tapped the other guy. He goes, yo, look what we just got.
We about to blow up.
They saw it coming. They're like, okay, we got this commercial. All right, give it to
them. Well, that's not the only thing that a lot of attention has been drawn to as of late. It wasn't just the Dancing with the Stars premiere. It was your WAP music
Good
video.
Good segue, Kenny. Yes, it was.
Let's be real.
It just hit 4 million views.
Damn. You've been trending.
Yeah, it did a lot better than I expected, honestly. I thought it was a little cringy, but it was supposed to be cringy because I don't sing. But it did better than I thought, and a lot of you guys liked it. A few of you didn't.
A lot of people liked it. A lot of people didn't, though.
So obviously it went to everybody that liked it. You know, it was on trending for a couple of days, so it started getting to a big group of people.
Went viral, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it started going to the people that just hated it, and I got swarmed with quote retweets of people hating it. I got the
funniest responses.
Just really just funny. And it was like a lot of hate, but like I was very surprised that I wasn't taking it to heart. Like, I wasn't scrolling through. I'm just like, oh, my God. My life is over.
Well, I mean, like, but it wasn't something you were, like, super passionate. Like, if it was something that you, like, really cared about, like, you put your heart and soul, like, into coming out with this song, released it, and then it was, like, people ripping you, I feel like that would have hit
that's
you.
That's true.
Like, if it was my 200th. It was a joke.
If it was my 200th video, I would be really bummed out. Yeah.
You're right.
If it was my 200th video, I'd be really bummed out. But we did it quick, but I do want to read you some of the quote retweets that I got because it was really funny.
But this is like what happens when stuff starts trending. It's like when it's your audience, it's like your audience understands like the joke. They get
who
it.
He
but
is.
Once,
yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
and like, a lot of people like, didn't know who I was, who anybody in the video were. So they just thought they took it very seriously.
I feel like that's why people get pissed
off. Imagine being that outsider, not knowing anything and seeing it, you'd be like, You would be like, what the fuck is this?
I would. I personally would be like, what the fuck is this shit? Okay, I'm going to read some of them.
Oh my God, I love this.
So these are quote retweets of people, and like these tweets have like, you know, attention. You deserve life sentence for this.
Oh,
hard.
Go back to the drawing board, bud. Thanks. I hate it.
I like that one.
Unseasoned, tasteless, unnecessary, disrespectful to Cardi B and Megan. What the hell is this shit?
Welcome back to Zayn and Heath.
Unseasoned. Yep.
Oh, it's the Vine Reject Squad.
So they do know
who
we are.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Burnt out Viners are such unfunny people.
Unfunny.
Zayn and Heath, unfunny.
Die.
Simple.
Nobody wanted this. I literally hate this community of people so much. This is the ugliest shit I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness.
Why do men and Madison beer ruin everything?
Men and Madison beer.
What? Who is sitting behind the computer like, I have to say something.
This is important. This is my call to action.
That was so random to me. Madison beer was just thrown in there. I laughed out loud at that. And then the final one is someone typed in the search bar, Zayn should make a WAP ballad. And the results were, no results for Zayn should make a WAP.
Because no one ever said that.
That's creative. That's pretty good.
Like a screenshot of someone typing that in.
I like that one.
Just nasty. Oh, this is one more. This is my favorite. Not funny. I didn't laugh. Not a chuckle. Not a hee-hee. Not even a subtle burst of air out of my esophagus.
Out of my esophagus?
Yeah, that's how they spelled it. That was me giving a little jab back at them. They made a typo.
See, we're going to throw it back at you if you come at us.
Right.
Oh, one more. You're 30.
Facts.
If we're rounding up, yes.
But I just thought it was really funny.
I mean, it's funny like what people get up in arms about, like what they are really that invested in when they're just like seeing something in passing. They become so invested.
You know what? If they don't know me, then fine. You know, it's fine. Let me
ask you. So if you saw,
oh my God,
a random group of 30-year-olds.
Oh no.
Why do we have to be 30? We don't look or act like we're 30. Come on.
Come on, give me a break. Throw me a bone.
Who came up with like the whole years thing, you know?
Who came up with 30?
You know?
Who invented that?
Who invented fucking days and years? Maybe we're not 30. We're just fucking We just look good.
You could be whatever age you want to be.
I think so too. I think so. I think we should be whatever age we want to be.
I agree.
Well, they're not the only ones that had a problem with the video, though.
There was a 30-year-old toaster.
There was a brand that wasn't too fond of.
Yeah, I've been getting some deals here and there for my main channel, but I haven't posted anything, so I've been like denying all these deals, and I finally got like a really good deal on my main channel, and I was like, okay, like this is good. Like I'll take the deal. I'm gonna start posting again, and then I'll do the video with that deal. You know, just so it's like I'm back on track. And I lost it, completely lost it because of this song.
Because of the WAP video.
They didn't want to associate with it.
Yeah.
It's funny because like they probably, I feel like on paper, they were probably like, oh my God, his most recent video is trending. It is getting so many views. Let's get him. Let's get him real quick. And then they see it and they're like, oh, we're not going to be able to do
that. What's really funny is my dad texted me, I think it was yesterday. He goes, did Zane come up with that song?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, he thought I wrote it.
And I was like, no, it was a cover. He goes, oh, that's a real song.
I can't imagine.
He goes, boy, am I out of times.
That's fucking
And I was like,
funny.
Yeah, it's a cover song. Like, that's a real song. And he just like sang the words to it. And he was like,
got it. What if he was like, did Zane come up with the song? Because it's gorgeous.
This is beautiful.
It was really so heartfelt and like soulful.
David was saying, it's crazy that your version, I can actually hear the words, unlike the Cardi one, because it's, you know, really fast. But this one, you were really enunciating, hitting it.
Okay, right, right.
Yeah, that was me. You know, losing jobs and shit, baby.
But baby, when one door closes with one brand, another one opens. And guys, someone reached out to you recently.
Yep. I got a bit of an opportunity.
Okay.
There we go. See,
wait.
God doesn't give you what you want. He gives you what you need.
Exactly.
Which is a opportunity.
Oh my God. You got a Burger King deal?
No. No. Ew. No.
That's fine.
Oh my God.
I'm right after Travis Scott.
That would have been so good.
That Travis Scott trend where people pull up to the drive-thru and they're like, you know why I'm here. And all the workers are like, pull forward, please. I got you.
And then they play the song.
It's so good.
So good. So I get a DM on my through my Instas. I see the DM. It says, would you be interested in modeling for a clothing brand? I was like, oh, okay. They think I'm like this attractive person, you know, and they want to model for their clothes. That's great. I go to their
their masks.
I go to
their fashion masks.
I go to their site. Their company is called Ugly.
All right.
No.
Well, do you get offended at this point, or is it like a?
Do I say a thank you? Do I politely decline? What do I do here?
Wait, what do the clothes look like?
Ugly.
The brand is ugly.
Well, are you gonna model for them?
You didn't say if it was off the table or
not. And you know what? And I don't think I even went as far as to see what their clothes are. I just thought I laughed. I screenshot it and then I put it away.
That's funny.
Get that framed and put it next to your nightstand.
I will. But that definitely put me in a good place when I saw that.
But you know, real recognize real.
That's okay, maybe. Zane. The one time I modeled for a clothing line, and I tell people all the time, I'm like, I'm not photogenic. Yeah, you are. Yeah. I'm not photogenic. Okay, I'm gonna admit it. I'm very bad at taking pictures. I just don't look good in pictures. And this just solidified it for me. I modeled for like a clothing company, and they posted everybody but me.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. And I looked at the pictures and like they were bad. I looked horrible.
Do you have the pictures?
Yeah, I looked bad. Like they worked.
Well,
they tried spending so much time on my hair because they couldn't figure out what to do with it. And then it was like a mess. And like, I just don't have a good look.
But I think you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Oh my God. When I was on the set of your WAP music video, the camera person going around being like, does anybody want some pictures? I'm like, I'm already concerned with the pictures that are going to come out about this. And truth be told, I saw all the pictures that came from it and I was like, oh no, I look so strange. Like people literally inboxed me and they were like, ha ha, saw you were in the WAP video, so funny. And then they put these like pictures of me zoomed in, like ultra zoomed in.
Yeah.
And they were like, what the fuck am I doing here? I should not be here. Where's the camera? I'm like,
oh
So I know Zane's family came out to visit, and Hedaya was seen on the podcast couch.
Oh my
Taking
God.
A little picture here.
Big fan.
So
big fan.
We want to introduce her. Come out, Hedaya!
I wish.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up, Zane. You can't
one
do that.
Day. Hedaya's one
not
day.
Here. Sorry,
one
sorry,
day.
Sorry.
But she is going to come visit on season two and be one of the guests.
Yes. And I need to see if she can. I need to ask daddy and mommy if that's okay. But we'll try to make it work. She needs to be here. She needs to be.
She looked so at home in that picture you posted on your story. She was sitting on the couch. She was cozy.
I know.
She had so much fun.
I know. So my brother, his fiance, Tali, and Hedaya, my little sister, came out here for a week and it flew by.
It goes
by.
So quick when family comes out to visit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I felt bad. We didn't, like, do much. We went to Montecito for Jason, because Jason rented that house in Montecito, mm-hmm. which was beautiful. We did that. So I'm really glad that happened, because I was, like, I think that was, like, the funnest thing that happened throughout the whole time they were here.
It just felt like a nice getaway, because it felt like we, for a second, it felt like things were back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just us too, like in
right. It was house. Just like a couple close friends, like in our group. But it just felt like everybody seemed so chill and so relaxed, and like having your family out here, it just felt like, I don't know. It just felt like normal.
Yeah,
which was really nice.
And it felt really normal for me, because I see, like, you know, I go home a lot, so them being out here was no different to me. It was just
maybe
like,
it just felt homey. Maybe it wasn't normal. Just seeing like familiar faces like from back home, it just felt like. Just felt like Florida. I
know.
Guess.
And Hedaya, she just fits here, you know?
This is my first time meeting her.
Yeah.
And it, what'd it was you just, think?
She's amazing. She's literally amazing. It's funny, because before it's like I see all the comments on the videos and it's like, bring Hedaya on. We want her as a guest. We want this one. We want that. And I'm like, I know she's like been a staple in your video, but I haven't seen all of your videos and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't know her personally, and just meeting her, she's actually an incredible person. Yeah. She's so mature for her age.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was nowhere near as mature as her when I was her age.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't either.
No.
For sure.
Like, her and I had conversations, like, long, deep, like,
about taxes and mortgages.
Like,
yeah, I feel like she grew up really quick. Because, like, I feel like 4 years ago, it was like, she was still like a kid, but then grew up like that. It was like within a year where I felt like she was just 26 years old, like mentally.
She's like, so like logical. She's just so smart and funny. And she's
She's willing to do whatever too. Like, she's down to do whatever. She'll help you with whatever you need to help with. Mm-hmm. Like, she's very like motivating to other people.
Yeah.
I think she needs to be more motivating to herself. What?
Did she have a good time out here?
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't want to go. It was sad.
I didn't want her to go.
Yeah, I didn't want her to go.
I wasn't ready.
Do you think she's going to move out here?
I would love for her to move out here. I feel like, because right now she's in school for psychology, and the classes she's taking, it's just really hard for her, and she just doesn't feel like she's going to get to where she wants to.
But it's online, right?
It's online, yeah. But
she went to school while she was here.
Yeah.
She had to do her Zoom classes.
Yeah. I wish I could just have her like come work for me, because
in a perfect world,
it would make
right?
the most sense. And like, I don't want to because I would love an assistant, someone to be in my videos. She's in all my videos already. So like, I just feel like it makes sense. But
can you get ready for all those emails?
It just
hey, I
here
heard Zane,
we go.
I heard Zane mention that he's looking for an assistant.
it just sucks that we can't make that happen, because my dad and my stepmom, you know, I'm sure they don't want her to leave. Mm-hmm. So it's just harder.
Just like Mariah was saying, though, it's like I feel like she's just a type of person where she has like the mental capacity to kind of be like a natural anywhere. Like, she is just very self-aware. Like, there's just a self-awareness that I didn't have at her age.
Mm-hmm. And open-minded. She's very open-minded and very like, I don't know.
I
panicked because everybody looked at me and they were listening.
See, Hedaya would
know. All you guys are listening,
See,
and I don't want to.
Hedaya would never do that.
Right.
She
Hedaya
would have
known the word. I don't know.
But she is like, I feel like she's very adaptable of a person. Like, she know, like, different situations, she can simplify it and just kind of realize like what she's dealing with and what matters and what, I don't know. She's very, very, very mature. Like, I love talking to her. Like, I really do.
And she's just like a personality.
She's,
you know,
so
she's funny. She's very quick with things and very witty and
love her.
Yeah.
Love her.
But yeah, I would love for her to move out here. Like, I feel like she'd be like great on our team.
And she has thick skin.
Yeah.
She's very self-aware and knows who she is and is very, confident in who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel is like the most important thing. Yeah.
Good thing to have.
It's so important coming out to LA. Like, I mean,
just being like in general, no matter where you are, though.
Yeah.
Like, she's very confident in herself.
Thank you, guys. Hidayah, I hope you're listening.
It's not about you.
We're not talking about you.
You go to her and you're like, we talked about you on the podcast. Like, I hope you heard. I don't listen to that shit.
That sucks.
She's so honest. She is so honest.
I think she listens. She listens to some episodes, not all
of
them.
But we will have
busy.
Her in season two, unfortunately.
Be
quicker with that.
Unfortunately.
We will have her on season two, unfortunately.
No. But unfortunately, we couldn't have her on this one because the timing didn't work out because we're not doing guests yet. So we will soon.
Yeah, we will. We have some very juicy, very meaty guests that we gonna have on here. So you guys be prepared for that. And a lot of new things, too. We're just very excited. It's gonna be
real nice.
One hell of a season.
But y'all wait for season three.
<It's> like, oh my god.
We haven't even finished
live
one yet.
Audience, moving cameras, drones.
Drones.
It is exciting seeing people be like, oh my god, I wanted to like say something as you guys were talking because it felt right. like I was like with you guys in the conversation. Like that to me is like the most important thing.
Well, now you can because we have an unfiltered hotline. Where you
I
guys
was gonna
ask
say
asking your questions.
The amount of people that call in, like, are you guys
Yeah,
astounded
thank you guys.
The,
this is amazing.
And they always, some of them just call in and they're like, there was just one thing that resonated with me with the last podcast and I just had to call in and I had to like chime in and they had to give their like joke or their little one-liner because they just feel so attached to what happens like podcast. Yeah.
That's the best compliment.
That's cute.
But we'd be getting some really good questions.
Well, hit it,
though.
Kenny, baby. Oh, let's answer some questions.
I was going to say, might as well.
It would be interesting. I forget if I said this already, but it would be so interesting if one of the guests were like a stranger that we came across that day. Like earlier in the day, we just go out, go to a restaurant, go somewhere and ask somebody like, we have a podcast. Would you want to be on it? And just like ask them questions and see if they just have like a crazy life story.
I would
like,
love
it'd
to
be
ask
so
like
interesting.
Jerry, the homeless guy we met.
Yeah.
I would love to have him.
Right.
Oh my God. People still comment about him. I think
we haven't seen him, guys, by the way. That was the last time we saw him.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah.
The homeless guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got some good questions. I'm going to play one now for you guys.
Thank you, babe. It's Colin Kavitaugh, baby. Run that first question.
Hey, Unfiltered. This is Denise calling from California, not too far from you guys. So I actually met Mariah and Heath one day at a Goodwill, and all I could say was, hey, you're awesome, and walked away because I was so nervous. I was just wondering what your ideal meet with a fan would be. If you would like to take a picture, just a quick talk. And that's for all of you guys. Thank you.
Aww. Well, I remember her.
Well, good to talk to you again.
I remember her at the Goodwill.
Do you?
Yeah, and it's so funny that she asked that question because she did come up and say something really quick and leave. And like me and Heath were like, that was kind of cute. Like that was kind of fun. Just a quick, like that was really cute.
That's very cute.
There is no like ideal, like what we want the fans to act like if they see us in public. Like there is no like, do this. And like, that'd be weird if we were telling people what to do. But I do like the people who are like super casual with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, what's going on, Heath? How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, bro? Like, to me, I get really excited about that.
It almost sounds like you know them in person, which makes it more, I feel like
you're
more connected.
Which a lot of
them.
People feel like they are with us because they know so much about us.
Yeah.
So it's like they see us all the time and they're just like, they feel connected. So it's kind of cool. It's just like, hey, what's up, Heath? Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing? Good to see you. Like, and it feels like...
Mm-hmm.
Really nice to me.
Because it makes both parties comfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, because there are times I feel like when I've been around you where it's like, somebody be like, wait, are you, no, oh my God, no. And then they're talking to their friends, I feel like you're like, if you just say like, hey Heath, how's it going? Whatever. It automatically indicates that they know who you are. They appreciate your content.
Right, right.
It says a lot without saying a lot.
Yeah.
And just being like, hey Heath, how's it going? Zane, oh my God, how's it going, man? Like,
it is. And for some reason, it makes you light up more for some reason when it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Quick and they're that clear with what they want to say. Yeah.
And I understand people get nervous and people like panic. That's totally fine. But she asked, so.
Like, that's how I am. When people are really quick, it makes me want to run after them for some reason.
Right,
Because it's because that's what I would do. Like if I saw someone I love, that's exactly how I would do it. So I feel like, ooh, I want to meet that person because I feel like we're gonna like have a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
But guys, it shouldn't stop you from asking us for pictures or anything. We don't want you to feel like,
all right, you guys love pictures.
You do whatever you want, whatever it makes you feel like you, whatever you feel like you need to do, just do it.
And like always keep in mind, like, we're super excited to take pictures and like make everybody's experience.
You guys always take pictures. Yeah. You never say no.
So don't ever feel uncomfortable because like that's a big thing. A lot of people would be like. I'll be like, do you want to take a picture? Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, you always have to.
Oh, and when I'm drunk, I'll talk to you for hours. Oh,
we know. We're like, Zane, we gotta go. Okay, we gotta go. You want to take them with you? Like,
I don't even know these people. Yeah. I don't even know them. But like,
we should make like a code word or something. So like from now on, if people like have heard this podcast and they see us, they'll be like, oh my God, googly schmoofs. Or so whatever.
Yeah, somebody like, is definitely like, gonna say that.
Something special, like, oh my gosh, like, really off the wall. Like, oh my God, googly schmoofs. And if we hear it, we're like,
we'll be like,
whoa.
Okay, the word. Can we not make
I don't know why it was the first thing that I thought of.
It's the word. There's already merch being made.
Googly schmoofs.
Wait, can we? It's unfiltered, so it's kind of a story that you've never talked about. Can we talk about that one girl that you met outside of Panda Express?
Oh my gosh.
What?
That is a moment.
Oh, like I don't tell me.
I don't get like weird about fans at all. Like I'm always super welcoming and I just like I don't know, like I appreciate it because if somebody watches me and supports me, like I'm always very excited
right,
and
of course.
Very grateful.
But this one was different.
But this motherfucker
this it one was scary. Different,
but the way Heath handled it, he was still so nice. Like there's so many times where Heath gets called Zane and he'll just be like, oh, it's Heath, but yeah, you can take a pic. Like he's so nice about it.
The thing is none of us should be offended if like they
We're not offended.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You guys but this was one of those moments.
Got it. Okay.
She comes running up to me. She was like, oh my God, Zane, what's up? And I was like, ooh. And I was like, I'm not Zane, but hi, how you doing? She's like, I know you're Zane.
Oh
and
my
I was
God.
Like, I'm not Zane. I'm sorry. She was like, don't fucking lie to me. You got a fucking camera in your hand. I see your fucking camera. Oh, you're vlogging. Oh, you're Zane. And I was like,
telling him
Zane. Was she talking to you like that?
Yes. I was like, dude. And she looked maybe like 13.
Like
she was
she's 13.
She was
literally
young.
It sounded like this was like a
she looked at him. She goes, I see your fucking camera. I know it's you.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
she was crazy.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Wow.
Oh, and like very, very aggressive like that. And I was just like, I'm Heath, but like
she
nice
like
to
didn't
meet you.
Believe him.
And oh, still like it didn't click.
She didn't put two and two together that like, oh, it's Zane and Heath. Like maybe I just mixed them up. Like she was like, this is Zane. That was it. And Heath was like in the picture.
I was like, all right, I'm Zane.
Well, I hope she posted it and tagged me so I can see.
Yo, Zane was an asshole. He kept lying to me.
Purposely knowing that she thought it was you. Heath just takes his hat off. He goes, yeah, my hair plugs are not coming in nicely.
All right. I believe you.
Fuck. Like there would be times where like we're at a restaurant or we're just out. I think it's a public setting where I get overwhelmed and I shut down. I'm like a turtle when someone like starts screaming.
Really?
Right? Like they start screaming my name and then all heads start to turn. I want to disappear. Like that's when like I get completely shut off.
I've started getting really uncomfortable in like public settings recently.
Me too.
I used to be like very outgoing. I feel like and like talkative, demonstrative and. Mm-hmm. Now I just feel like I feel like I've been clamming up, especially like if something like that does happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more like uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah. I've been feeling more antisocial the older I get, which is strange that all of us feel this way because we have a podcast and our job is to talk. But I feel like we're getting more and more. I don't know if we're in our head like I have to say something funny right now. I have to say something intelligent right now. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm constantly thinking about like what I'm saying. Like right now. Everybody's eyes are on me and I'm like trying so hard to like figure out what to say next. And it's just like, it overwhelms me. It's like, it's a really weird feeling.
I feel that too, but I also feel more like I enjoy listening to people. I used to be very like, I'm going to be loud. I'm going to talk and I want people to look at me. And it was like, it was like kind of like an attention thing, like in high school, in college and even coming out here, like in the beginning, it was just like, being the life of the party, being the center of attention, like it felt good. It felt like rewarding almost.
It was fun.
Because like you were the one providing the entertainment.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm excited to see and be around other people who are like that because it intrigues me to be like asking questions. Like I like hearing people. I like...
You're a good listener.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like, as I'm getting older, I'm enjoying that more. And it's weird because I feel like when my dad was younger, he used to be like the cool guy. Like, I feel like he used to be like this jock party guy. And now that he's older, he doesn't say much at all. But when he does talk, it's really funny. It's to the point, and he's saying what he means, but he'll listen. Like, he might not look like he's paying attention.
Silent, gentle giant.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, yeah. You've been around him a lot. Yeah. Like,
his comedic timing is perfected.
He doesn't talk much, yeah, but when he says stuff, it's like, wow. Like, that was really good. And I don't know. I feel like, I'm like becoming that.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I mean, it's almost like when you're left to get, like, if people come up to you with this big general approach of, oh my God, you're, oh my God, no, you're not. You're Heath. You're Zane. Oh my God. Can I take a picture? That doesn't tell you anything. That literally just, it almost instructs you to worry about, oh my God, like, what is this person's expectation of me? Yeah. What have they built up in their mind? And what do I need to satisfy this?
That's really weird that you say that. Like, that's exactly it. That's really
and also it puts us, like, when people do stuff like that, it's like, oh my god you're blah blah blah, like not saying it, like they're just, oh my God, wait, you're, and I don't want to be like, hi, I'm Heath, and right, like, that's, beat that, them to it, but said, then they're like, oh, you're the guy from David's videos, and it's like, okay. I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm Heath. Like, and be like,
that's when I want to disappear. I'm just like, swamp.
But yeah, it is super exciting. Like, when people do know who we are, like, that is one of the greatest feelings the entire world.
Still, of course. Yeah.
Oh my God. The first time I was recognized was in Catalina.
Ooh! Oh yeah. Candy. Yeah.
I was so ready to just grab the camera and be like, yep, I'll take a picture of you and Heath and you and Mariah and Heath. And they were like, oh my God, we recognize Kenny first, but probably because I'm so tall and like,
and the curls, baby.
But I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, I told your mom, I was like, oh my God, I have to get into this picture now. Okay, like,
smile, well, we thought it was James sign. Charles at first, but then we realized.
And then we were utterly disappointed when we thought it was Kenny, but we were like, okay.
Kenny doesn't know how to like talk to like people like that yet. He's do you want me to be in this picture? They're like, yes.
I don't. Do I really have don't. To? There were people that, multiple people in that trip, that one of them noticed me and like recognized me, like wanted a picture, whatever. And then I was like, so willing to just take the camera from whoever else approached them. Mm-hmm. I was like, please let me take the picture. I just want to take the picture. That's all I want, because I'm so, I don't know how to.
Yeah, no. It's,
you're,
I'm
still
so
new.
Shy,
you're,
and humble.
You're new. You're new.
Shy and
you're
humble.
New. Yeah.
No, but it is a very bizarre feeling. Like, I remember, like,
you didn't ask for this.
I didn't.
Wow, we are going on with this question, but like, I remember like when we started on Vine, and like the first people that would come up to us and recognize us from Vine and wanted pictures.
Oh my God, yeah. We're like, what the
fuck? We're like,
fuck?
What do you mean you want a picture of us? Yeah. Like, and that's, it was what, like, it was us being like, damn, I want a car wash.
I remember people were like, can you send a video to my granddaughter because it's Christmas and she loves you guys. And we're like,
so specific.
Wait, hold on. You want us to send you a video of us saying Merry Christmas?
Weird.
It like
stuff.
Didn't make sense because it was an odd request. It's like,
right.
Why?
So like, like, I understand that that's what you're feeling right now. But like, baby, you get used to. All right, let's hit question two, because I feel like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, we got another question.
Hi, my name is Aubrey and I'm from Kentucky. Hey, and my question is for all of you. So I really love your guys' podcast and just sitting down and talking about whatever in the world, because I've watched from episode one, you know, excited for season two. But I really miss the once a week videos where you would play like charades. So would you guys consider posting those videos again once a week?
Oh, you put us on the spot, huh?
Along with the podcast. Love you. Thanks.
She says, can you do both?
Aubrey. Hey, Aubrey. Thank you for listening from the beginning. We really appreciate that and love you for your support. But it's funny you ask, because Zane and I are actually bringing back the bonus videos for season two and going to be doing a weekly bonus video episode.
And we'll stick to it, hopefully.
It'll be like a Zane and Heath video. Like we used to post.
Yeah.
But just super random, out of nowhere, like the quarantinis and the doing charades, stuff like that. It's just going to be a fun bonus video just to keep everybody engaged and having fun.
Because we post a podcast once a week, but like, you got to see, you got to see other type of content than just podcasting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to see something. You got to see something juicy. So,
and there's a lot of stuff we would like to do, but it's kind of different to put it on one of our channels. And it's just like, it's more fun when it's the both of us doing a specific activity or whatever it may be.
It's like a clean slate to us. So it's I feel like it's more exciting and we can bring on just more ideas.
But we do have a couple things that we already have planned and ready to do for these bonus videos. So just hang in there. They're going to be coming as soon as we release season two. And yeah.
Yes, sir. Very good.
All right, let's close this out. I feel like we've been talking too much. But all right, guys, we love you so much. Thank you for tuning in as always. And we will see you next. Wait, hold on. There's something we need to talk about.
Our series finale. 49. Yeah.
The next one's
going to
be.
Oh, okay. Well, let's squeeze it in the end, baby. You guys have been waiting for this episode for a very long periodically time. And it's finally coming. A lot of you guys have been emailing Kenny, emailing us.
Calling.
And you guys have been screaming for this episode for the longest time in the world. And we finally have it here for next episode. The final episode of season one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mariah. Tell them what we're doing next season.
I mean, don't
tell them what we're doing.
The secret prize, I guess. Formally is.
Nope.
Kenny said not to say it yet. We're gonna keep it a surprise for next.
And baby, literally SpongeBob, because they never give it away.
Make it shut up.